You know what the national news is. Now we'll give you Thursday's local report on Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Fanessa. Weatherman says partly cloudy tonight, overnight low near 38 degrees. A mix of sun and clouds for Friday, high about 45. Then on the weekend, a little warmer but mixed with rain. Rain expected both Saturday and Sunday. Daytime highs about 65 degrees, overnight lows in the mid-40s. Topping Thursday's local news at the Niagara Falls City Council meeting on Wednesday, in a vote of 4-0, the council tabled a request to renew a software program for $36,000 to keep a check on illegal Airbnbs in the city. According to City Council Chairman Jim Perry, "We know there has been some issues with the program, but every program has its flaws." He says the cost is equivalent to having a part-time employee going through the internet in a time-consuming search to weed out illegal operators. So the question becomes, is the cost worth what we're paying for? We understand that some residents might be worried about the program's effectiveness and cost, so the vote to renew the software was postponed due to those unresolved issues that include inaccurate notifications and technical glitches. Code enforcement in the city is responsible for ensuring compliance with city regulations, and Perry says we want to make sure we're using the best tools available. He says we'll use the next couple of weeks to dig into exactly how many issues have come up over the past year and see if the cost benefits the city. The council chair specified that they want to be sure the cost of the software is worth the results that it's bringing in. He said the system notifies the city of bed and breakfasts that are advertising and operating on the internet, inviting people to come to Niagara Falls. And that alerts the code enforcement officers to check that they have the proper license and are in compliance with safety requirements. Perry said after all the results of the study are completed, the council will evaluate the effectiveness of the software and if it's cost effective, with another vote on the measure expected. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that the city has been using that software for about 3 years now, and so far it has alerted to hundreds of B&B operations in the city. At Wednesday night's council meeting, council member Tracy Bax was not present at the session. I'll have more news in just a moment. But first, a reminder, this news is brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th of Buffalo Avenue in the Falls, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main Street, that take the time to care about your concerns. To them, you're a valued customer, not just a number in a big corporate drugstore. Find out for yourself. See what personal service is all about. Stop in and see them in Wellness Park, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Or call them to switch your prescriptions over for free delivery at 260-1918. And the news brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Don't kid yourself. Don't put that number on a sticky note. Put it on your refrigerator or cupboard and hope that it's only there when you need it. Because when you need Chris Moore, that number's important. It should go in your cell phone. 523-5911. Put it under appliance repair. So if the need arises and you need an appliance repairman quick, you'll have Chris's number. 523-5911. In other local news, Town and Niagara Police are investigating a reported fraud that has been going on for some time at the Griffin Pub on Military Road. Police Officer Anessa Mahmood said a group of men have come into the restaurant several times in the past. Their bills totaled about $1,600, which they paid for on a credit card. But later, when they received the payment notice from their credit card, they disputed the claim, saying they didn't make it and requested a refund. Police said the investigation has turned into what they believe is a scam, and so far the restaurant has not been paid for those meals. Authorities are looking into the situation and the $1,600 loss by the Griffin Pub. A Town of Niagara man appeared in town court on Thursday to face charges of robbery, menacing with a weapon and with petty larceny after he allegedly held up the Niagara Express Mini Mart at Military and Saunders Settlement Road last month. Town police said the man reportedly came into the store and attempted to take some alcoholic beverages, but was asked to leave the store. That man, now identified as Terry Johnson Jr. of Creekside Parkway, then allegedly came back into the store, holding what appeared to be a long gun and loaded a backpack with the drinks, then walked up to the counter and demanded cigarettes. After he received those, while still holding the gun, he told the cashier to give him all the money in the register. At that, he was told during the night shift there is no money in the register, and so that suspect walked out with the drinks, the cigarettes, and his gun. Authorities said during the incident, Johnson never actually pointed the gun at the clerk, but kept the muzzle up in the air. A witness in the store that saw the incident said he could identify that suspect, and a consequent investigation led town police to the arrest of Johnson. No injuries were reported in connection with that robbery, and authorities tell Niagara Radio Johnson was remanded to the county jail pending further court action on the case. And Niagara County legislators Randy Brad and Jesse Gooch handed over the keys this week to a 2020 Chevrolet Silverado previously used by the county's emergency services and gave them to North Tonawanda Mayor Austin Tylick for use by the North Tonawanda Fire Department. The Niagara County legislature voted at last meeting to declare the Silverado surplus property, allowing for ownership to be transferred to the NT Fire Department. That vehicle was previously used by the county's deputy fire coordinator. Emergency response is a function shared by multiple levels of governments, so it only makes sense to share resources whenever their life can be extended and the equipment can save taxpayer dollars, said Brandt. In the meantime, North Tonawanda Mayor Austin Tylick was only too happy to receive the vehicle and said it will be pressed into service right away in the North Tonawanda Fire Department. Finally, you have until Saturday to help Niagara Hospice and do something nice for somebody and bring home a nice surprise for your wife or girlfriend by purchasing a bouquet of flowers during the Niagara Hospice fundraiser that helps pay for the right care in the right place at the right time. It's called the Spring Bouquet Sale, hosted by Hospice, where you can pick up a standard bouquet for only $10 or a special memory bouquet for $30, featuring a 30-stem bouquet at a number of area locations. Participating businesses where you can purchase the flowers through Saturday is the Village Bake Shop in Lewiston, Chenza's Popcorn in Lockport, Tater Cakes Bake Shop in Lockport, JoJo's Ice Cream in Lockport, Keith and Kin Bake Shop in Lockport, the Lockport Waffle Company, the Half-Baked Cookie Store in Lockport, Muscarelli's Fine Desserts in North Tonawanda, and at the DiCamello Bakeries in Lewiston and Niagara Falls. Money raised during the event will help support the hospice efforts that serves over 1,000 individuals in our area. And if you like, bouquets that are purchased can be donated to a Niagara County veteran or a Niagara Hospice patient. But remember, this bouquet event ends on Saturday, and if you'd like to help out, stop in at one of the businesses we mentioned or contact Niagara County Hospice. If it happens in your area, in your backyard, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. Remember, you can keep that golfing form until those golf courses open by golfing on the same simulators that the pros use at the Links of Niagara Golf Simulators in the One Niagara Building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard in Niagara Falls. For details, or to get a virtual look at the links, visit them online at linksofniagara.com or call them at 285-0610 to book your next tee time. And remember, when you golf at the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net or by clicking the local news tab on our website after refreshing your browser. And now, by popular demand, our news is featured daily on Facebook just by entering niagaradio.net. Local news, real, first, and free. It's all right here on the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.